This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. At 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, the Arkansas Roots Music Festival takes place as a wrap-up event to this week's Delta Symposium. It's scheduled to take place Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at City Water and Light Park in Jonesboro, weather permitting. But if the weather is bad, the Arkansas Roots Music Festival will be moved indoors to the Fowler Center on the campus of Arkansas State University. And telling us more about the Arkansas Roots Music Festival is KASU Station Manager Mark Smith. KASU Station Manager Mark Smith joining me here. And this afternoon, I know the Delta Symposium has been going on over the past couple of days at Arkansas State, but really kind of a great wrap-up for the Delta Symposium taking place this afternoon in Jonesboro.
Absolutely, Jonathan. This is going to be an exciting event this afternoon, full of music. It's going to be free and open to the public, an afternoon full of music. And this wraps up the 25th Delta Symposium at Arkansas State University. It's an exciting week every year, full of study of the blues and the heritage of the Delta, mm-hmm. and it's always an exciting event, and it's put on by the Department of English, Philosophy, and World Languages here at Arkansas State University. Well, to wrap up the event, the past several years, there's been a big music festival that KASU has been involved with providing the music for. And in the past couple of years, this has been relabeled as the Arkansas Roots Music Festival. And it's done. KASU sponsors this in cooperation with the West End Neighborhood Association of Jonesboro and the Department of English, Philosophy, and World Languages at Arkansas State University. And we're presenting this afternoon full of music from 1 to 5 this afternoon. We're selling some Arkansas Roots T-shirts and caps. Just a lot of fun and some great music. You're going to enjoy it.
You know, and there's this guy named Mike Doyle. I don't know who he is, but I think he's going to be one of our MCs, I believe. Yeah.
He is. He will be the master of ceremonies. He'll be introducing the bands, and the KASU staff will be there.
You know, the one thing I think is really great is going to be the different kinds of musical styles that will be on display here for this afternoon. I know that Marty's played several of these. Our program director, Marty Scarborough, who also host Arkansas Roots on KASU. He's played and had some interviews in that in previous episodes of Arkansas Roots with each of these artists that are going to be here. Kind of tell us a little bit about, for people who maybe have not heard about who's going to be performing this afternoon. Everything starts at 1 o'clock, from what I understand.
Right, and we're going to have a variety of music this afternoon, so you're going to find something you will like. We're going to kick it off at 1 o'clock with the Ozark Highlands Trio from Mountain View, and they're actually bringing a couple of other people with them, so it'll be more than a trio, but the sure. Ozark Highlands Trio is kind of the house band at the Ozark Folk Festival over there in Mountain View. The string band performs old-time music, Ozark ballads, spirituals, and a variety of American roots music, including Western swing, bluegrass, jazz, and country music. We're going to follow that up at 2 with Kurt and Andrea Stevenson. Now, Kurt is the past winner of the National Bluegrass Banjo Championship, and he's an A-State graduate.
Wow.
Kurt's performed with the group High Fidelity, and then Andrea, his wife, is an Arkansas native who grew up playing bluegrass and gospel music as part of her family's music ensemble called the Nichols. They're now based in Western Tennessee, and Kurt and Andrea will bring them with them a full band, and they'll be producing bluegrass and gospel tunes for us. Then at 3 o'clock, Marcus Mookie Cartwright. He's performed before for us at the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival last year. He's performer at the King Biscuit Blues Festival as well. He is just straight up country blues and just a good traditional blues musician from the Mississippi Delta, from the Helena region. And so we're looking forward to having him there. And then we'll wrap it up at 4, from 4 to 5, with the Boss Tweeds. This is they're from Mountainburg over in western Arkansas, and they play rockabilly music. The kind of rockabilly music you might have heard around northeast Arkansas in the 1950s. They're a fun group. They perform their own original songs inspired by the early days of rock and roll, including some covers of Johnny Cash and Ronnie Hawkins and Billy Lee Riley tunes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that is KASU Station Manager Mark Smith. The Arkansas Roots Music Festival is put together by KASU, the Department of English, Philosophy, and World Languages at Arkansas State University, and the West End Neighborhood Association. It starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and it's free. Arkansas Roots caps and shirts will be on sale, and weather permitting, scheduled to be at City Water and Light Park in Jonesboro. And if the weather does not permit, it'll be moved indoors to the Fowler Center at the Arkansas State University campus. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.